Okay, I'm Professor Ephraim Inbar, Professor of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University, and I am also the Director of the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. Basically, there will always be people that are not satisfied and they'll use violence. We have to work together to put them in jail, and the others that have inclinations to try to educate them, but well, religion definitely can be a bridge to peace. Unfortunately, there are people in each religion that adopt a very radical version of their religion, and they cause problem. And some of them become terrorists, actually. So we have to try to minimize their impact on our societies, to try to isolate them. And if necessary, to take forceful measure against the organizations. So inshallah, one day they will be educated and they'll choose the right verses, as you mentioned, from the Quran in order to make sure that they have good relations with the Jewish people. Well, I'm not sure the Ottoman example is the right example. After all, the Jews were a millet, a separate millet within the Ottoman Empire, which was basically a caliphate. It was a Muslim rule, which was, of course, very tolerant of Jews. And nowadays we have a different situation in which the Jews have established their own state, a sovereign state. And I think there are Muslims, because of their own religious convictions, have religious difficulties in viewing the Jews as a separate nation. But I think Egypt at this particular moment is ruled by President Morsi, a representative of the Muslim Brothers. I think he doesn't view lightly the existence of Israel, although he behaves somewhat pragmatically. If he will switch his position to a more forthcoming approach toward Israel, Israel will welcome it. Of course, Turkey is the same. Most Israelis think that Turkey is not only a beautiful country, but also an important country in the Middle East. Israelis had good memories from visiting so many times Turkey. I myself have been for many years a regular visitor of your country. And I still have a lot of friends, and I deplore the current political relationship between our two countries. Hopefully, one day, the politicians will come to their senses and will renew this partnership in the region. Yeah, I think that you are correct in describing Turkish-Israeli relations as a natural partnership, as a natural alliance. And eventually, I believe, with the removal of the AKP government, I think eventually our two countries will be able to renew their friendship. I'm very happy to hear it. I've always known that there are liberal elements within the Islamic faith, and hopefully they will prevail. After all, we've seen in recent past, Muslim societies that have not been radicalized, such as Indonesia or Malaysia. So definitely there is a potential for a different outcome.